Tonight we're learning Parshas Yisro, and this actually is an anniversary because this marks the 6 years since we started to learn Maranayim 6 years ago in Tavshin Samach Aleph. Yisro Parsha Tavshin Samach Aleph, that's when I started to learn this. And the Tolos Am Yitzchak Rebbe, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and the Tolos Am Yitzchak Rebbe advised me to start learning Maranayim. So I believe this is 6 years now that we're learning it. So in this parasha we have many beautiful things about Kabbalah Satorah, and the Maranayim has this beautiful pshat in the description of Kabbalah Satorah. It says Fahar Bo'er Bo'esh Ad Leiv HaShemayim. Says the mountain was burning in fire till the heart of the heavens. Vahar bo'er bo'esh ad leiv ha-shamayim. What does that mean? He said, because you should know that the luchais are really the heart of Klal Yisrael. As it says in Mishlei, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, kosveim aluach libecha. Write the Torah on the luach, on the blackboard, on the board of your heart. So the metaphor that Shlomo Melech uses is he compares a human heart to a board. In the old days they didn't have blackboards, they had wax boards, and the child would use a stylus and he would write a message into the wax. And that's how they would write things and they would erase it later on. So to the heart is a luach. The heart is a writing surface. Kosher maluach libecha. It's not enough just to learn Torah. You have to engrave it into your being, into your core, etch it into your core. And the reason, and the two, the heart is like two boards to it, because there's two parts to the heart, the right side and the left side. The right side, the Gemara tells us, is where the Yetzer Tov is. Left side is the Yetzer Hara. And we have to etch into our Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara the words of the Torah. The only thing is that the heart, the Torah heart, the pneumistic heart, the heart that will guide us to the Rabbanu Shalom, is different than the physical heart. So says the Maranayim that by Har Sinai, really every Yid received a heart transplant. Kabbalah Satorah was surgery. That, you know, everyone knows that's why most Jewish hospitals are called Mount Sinai, because the very first surgery was performed on Mount Sinai, on Har Sinai. And Hashem took out our regular heart of flesh and blood, and He gave us a heart which was luach libecha, a heart upon which you can engrave the words of the Torah. And that's the pshat of ahar bo'er bo'esh. The mountain was burning in fire ad leiv ha-shamayim, but the fire reached the heart of heaven, meaning that the Kabbalah Satorah was that the fire reached that heart, brought it down to earth, made a transplant in the hearts of Klal Yisrael that were around the mountain, took away their heart of flesh and blood into which Torah did not penetrate, and gave them a lave, a fiery heart from Shemayim upon which you can put a passion for Torah and a passionate hatred for Averis, a passionate love for the Yetzer Tov, and a passionate hatred for the Yetzer Hara. That was all accomplished. Now, by the Chet Ego, they lost their heart. Klai Yisrael has never been the same. Chet Ego wasn't Stam a Chet. By the Chet Ego, Hashem took back this miracle heart. At Har Sinai, on Shavuos, Hashem gave us a Lev HaShemayim. He gave us a fiery heart, the Hinei Ahar Bo'er Ad Lev HaShemayim. He gave us a new heart. But by the Chet Ego, we showed that we were totally not interested in having a passion for Torah anymore. We were more passionate for Arayas, for eating and drinking and women. So therefore Hashem took that heart away from us. But now a new era of hearts, it's a new heart, a new era in heart management began, and now becomes an era of not Lev Boer, but rather a Lev Nishbar, a broken heart. I know it's going to be, I think Shabbos is the art of the Kotzker Rebbe, and the Kotzker Rebbe says, famous word, it's a Nishdo as a ganze Zach, the Yitzabroch in the hearts. There's nothing as complete and whole as a broken heart. A broken heart is the most perfect heart in the world. Dafka broken. Broken is full. Broken is perfect. And if I carry a perfect heart, a gaiva heart, is not perfect. It's just the opposite. The heart that's full of, that's not so broken, is a flawed heart. So the era of Lev Nishbar, that a person should break his heart in tshuva and feel terrible. I really feel bad that he didn't have the fire of Hashem. That began with the Chet Egel. So from the Lev Shemayim became a Lev Nishbar to the Rabbanu Shlom. And that's what happened, and that's why by the Egel it was Shvirus HaLuchas, because the Luchas represent the heart of Klai Yisrael. When Moshe brings down the Luchas, that represents the new heart of Klai Yisrael. The heart that they were supposed to get on Shvirus was a heart upon which you could write words of Torah, Kosim Aluch Libecha. Now, however, that there was a Chet Egel, so that was broken. Just the Luchas were broken, so too the hearts of Klai Yisrael were broken. That's the first concept that the Mor Naim says. Now, in the beginning of the whole story of Kabbalah Zatayra, the story begins with the Yadaber Lakim as Kolat Zvorma Eila Leimor. How come the introduction to Matan Taira starts with the Yadaber Elakim, which is Midas Adin? And the Mor Naim says that the Rabbanu Shlom spoke to Klai Yisrael Dafke Midas Adin, Gvura and Pachad, because it was essential. The essential preparation for Kabbalah Zatayra was that it should be Neufel Pachad Godel Aleihem V'Yechrat Kol Ha'am. It says in the pasuk they all tremble, but because if this is Kabbalah Zatayra, the Kabbalah Zatayra has to be preceded with Yerushalayim, like it says in the pasuk in Tehillim Kufyud Aleph. Reish is Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom is fear of Hashem. If there's no Yiras Shemayim, there's no Torah. And if you want the Torah to last, Kol Shirasai, Kekdamas, Chachmasai, Chachmasai, Kayemas. If there's Yiras Shemayim first, then the Torah will last. So he says, this is a Gevalti of Shad, he says, Chazal tell us, Limor Yumadav Chavches, that Kiyam Avram Avinu was called Torah Kula, Achel Nitma. Avraham Avinu gave the whole Torah before it was given. So of course the obvious question is, if it wasn't given, how did he keep it? He didn't know what it was. The Teretz is because Kol Sheyirasai Kaidemas LeChachmasai Chachmasim Iskayemas. And what that means is that Yerushalayim is not merely the preservative of Torah, but the whole Torah is wrapped up in Yerushalayim. The whole Torah is enveloped by Yerushalayim. And if a Yid is Makabal Yerushalayim, when you have Yerushalayim, you have Torah. Because Yerushalayim is the essence of Torah. The whole Tach of the Torah is to bring it to Yerushalayim. So when it says that the Avos HaKadosh of Makayim Kol Torah Kula, it doesn't mean they knew particularly about Lulav and an Esrig and a Sukkah and a Shofar and a Kashrus. It means to say that Avraham Avinu had awesome Yerushalayim, and within Yerushalayim you have the Kol Torah Kula, and that's why you have to have Yerushalayim first, and then from the Yerushalayim you extract the Torah. So Nupshat the Avos Makayim. That's why after the Akedah, Hashem says to Avraham, Ato Yadati Ki Yireil Kimata Ki Lechasach Les Binchas Yichit Vimeli. Now know you have Yerushalayim. So Avraham had Yerushalayim. Even Hashem said that to him. And that's called Torah Kula. Yerushalayim is called Torah Kula. Without it, you have nothing. And he says, his name is the Yesh. He says, Yesh kama lamdim shebekiyim b'kol ha-shas v'poizkim rishonim v'achroinim. I know some lamdim who know gan shas, and they know all rishonim v'achroinim, and all the poizkim. But there's no Yerushalayim. Without Yerushalayim, ain't the klum. It's a garnished. Because Yira is the Kli of Torah. The Torah itself is fire. The Torah itself is fire. The reason you have to have Yerushalayim now gives another connection why you have to have Yerushalayim first. Because the Torah is fire. And you can't hold fire in your hands. You have a Gedalia, can you hold fire in your hands? Sometimes. The kids are mechanics out from fire in the hands. You have to have a Kli, you have to put it into a pot. The pot is very high, you have to hold it with a pot holder. The Kli, the handle, the whole Torah is Yerushalayim. Without it, you get burnt. In the end, you get burnt. There's many people, to the extent that it's lacking your Shemayim, to that extent, a person will be damaged by Torah, believe it or not. Torah is the hot stuff. So nuclear power is very great power, very beneficial. But if you don't have that nuclear plant well insulated, and if you don't know how to hold in the nuclear power, there'll be a Chernobyl explosion. Torah is the biggest power in the world. Nothing is as powerful, nothing is full of energy like Torah. But you have to contain it. And the container, just like a nuclear power plant without a proper container, is the most dangerous thing possible. So too Torah without the proper container is the most dangerous thing in the world. And that container has to be Yir Shamayim. The container has to be Yir Shamayim. Because in Yira is Mutefes, Mulubeshes, Kola Torah Kula. And that's why the Gemara says that the Gemara Darshans, the Gemara in Shabbos, Avlam and Beis, Darshans on the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Sesais of Sheshanim, Mor Oiver. The Gemara says Sheshanim means Lashon Sheshanim, the lips of the rabbi, of the Malamed, of the Rebbe who was teaching Torah. Mor Oiver, the first thing, bitterness has to run over his lips, which means that the Rebbe has to instill your Shemaim and his Talmidim before he gives them a shir. Kol Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbi Vein Sev Sois of Noitvis Mar Tichvena. The Talmud who sits in front of his Rebbe and learns Torah, but he's not dripping with bitter fear in Yir Shemayim, his lips will be burnt. You have to have Yir Shemayim first. Before Shoshana, it has to be more Oiver. Because, you know why again? Because Kilakeach Ha'esh B'lai Kli Nisrafu. Whoever picks up fire without the Kli will be burnt. Torah is fire. Without Yir Shemayim, the person will be burnt. And he says, that's why Chazal say, Kol Shiras Cheta Kedemes L'Chachmasai, Chachmasai Mis Kayemes. The Chazal should say, it should say Chachmasai Kayemes. We've learned this piece with you many times. It should say that a person is Yir Shemayim Chachmasai Kayemes. His Chachma is Kayem. Kayem means it lasts. What's Mis Kayemes? He says the famous word that miskayemes is really two words. It's mace kayemes. Kol shiresa kademes chamasai mace. If you kill yourself, if you kill your taiva, if you kill your desire to go against the Rabbanu Shlom, and you surrender to Hashem like a dead person, then mace, you make yourself mace kayemes, not miskayemes, the mace kayemes. You make yourself dead. Have to have Yir Shemayim. And that's why Maimon Har Sinai was so awesome. Well, it was Koilus of Brokim. Har Sinai had all these sounds. He had all these fire, lightning, thunder and lightning. He had all this soundtrack going on in Har Sinai. Because Hashem wanted to instill Mamash HaPachad in Bnei Yisrael. And actually there was Taka Mace over there. There was Tchias HaMesem. Everyone died. The Gemara says every dibber they heard. It was so overwhelming that they all died. And then they added Tchias HaMesem. So, this is the pshat in Maimon Har Sinai. Now the Maimon Har Sinai says that he says that Kuf Be'alaf over here, and then the Roya is Kama Noshim Monday Torah of people Gadol. Heimer Chayke Meiris Hashem Avedasai. He says there's a lot of people who learn a lot of Torah with the Gevaldik of Pulpulim, and they give big shurim. But they learn, but since it's without Yir Shemayim, it's not really Torah. It's not Shayach. He says, the Amelus with Torah is Yir Shemayim. And you have to have a Rebbe. You have to learn, like in last week's parsha, he said, his Rebbe, Mizrach Shemag, would learn Musar every day. Musar. The Hasidim Rishayim with big volume Musar, he learned 2 hours Musar every day. 2 hours Musar. 2 hours. In the Musar Yeshiva, the so-called Musar Yeshiva, they don't learn 2 hours of Musar. You have to learn 2 hours of Musar. And the Musar is that the Torah should go into your pneumius. The Torah has to go into your pneumius. And at Har Sinai, the Torah went into the pneumius because the Gemara says in Shabbos that at Maimon Har Sinai, Paska Zuamasam. Since the chait of the Nachash, there was something called a Zuama in people. And since the chait of the Nachash, there was a corruption. There was a filth. there was a stigma, there was a contamination in the human heart, where the heart became very grub, it became very coarse, vulgar, and had no shachas to Torah. In other words, the Mor Naim said earlier that in order to learn Torah you have to have a heart transplant. But Ma'amar Asina, either Bajda gave us a heart transplant and gave us a lave of fire, a lave at lave of Shemayim. Vahar Boyer at lave of Shemayim, Hashem gave us a new heart, a heart that's a heavenly heart. Only that heart can be Kasim Aluach Libecha. You can write on it. The Torah gets engraved in it. What was wrong with the original heart? What was wrong with the original heart is that since the time of the Chet of the Rishon, the hearts had a Zuam of the Nachash. The Nachash represents Choymer, Olam Hazeh. The Nachash is now crawling in the dirt, in the dust, in the soil. Because the Nachash represents that it's only interested in Olam Hazeh. The heart that is yearning for Olam Hazeh, Alpi Teva, Alpi Nature, that heart, the Torah doesn't go into it. And they said earlier, the Amorim Daim, that there's only the heart either, by Maimon HaSinah, in that heart transplant. And they had a heart that was full of a fire, a passion to learn Torah. After the Chet Egel, Maimon HaSinah said, Hashem took that heart back. There was a recall on the hearts. And Hashem instead said to do tshuva. Instead of having a fiery heart, now they needed a lev nishbar, they needed a broken heart. That's what he said till now. But all this is necessary. Now he says, all this is necessary because until now, there was a zuama. Until Maimon HaSinai, there was a zuama, and Mora says in Shabbat of Kuf Mem Vav that there was a zuama, and HaSinai Paska Zuamasam, which came from the Nachash. And that means that the heart was a shtick flesh, and the flesh heart, Torah cannot penetrate. So, he says also, he says, he concludes the whole thing, he says, Vayishma Yisro. The Medrash says, Vayishma Yisro. The Lashon of the Medrash is, the Medrash brings a pasuk from Yeshaya Membeis. Yeshaya, Perek 42, it says, Vayishma Yisro, quotes the Medrash, the pasuk, Acharoshim Shamu, the deaf heard, Vayivrimi Bitu Liros, and the blind saw, and the blind stared and saw. HaSinai. The Charoshim Shamu, the deaf heard, and the Ivrim, the blind, looked and they saw. What does that mean? The people at HaSinai were all blind? They were all deaf? So Moranayim says, again, he says that a person really only sees with his seichel, not with his eyes. You only hear with your seichel. Until Maimon HaSinai, their hearts were incapable of hearing. Shlomo HaMelech says in Melachim Aleph, Perek Gimel, when Hashem asked him, what do you want? Do you want wealth? Do you want honor? What do you want? Do you want money? What do you want? Covet. He said, Nasata la'avdecha leiv shemeya. Give your servant a hearing heart. I want to be able to hear. You can't hear, he says. You can't dare hear. You can't really hear Hashem speaking to you if your heart is a heart of flesh and blood. But Vayish, Vayisra, the Chiddush of Yisra was, that was what happened to HaSinai to the Yidden, was that Hashem gave him a transplant also. He heard Ruchniyazdik. He heard things in the Ruchniyazdik level, not in the Gashmiyazdik level. He didn't hear with the heart of flesh. The heart of flesh can't hear Hashem speaking. It doesn't chop his bilis. So, he heard a Shmir Ruchnis, heard a spiritual hearing, and that's why he was Megayer, that's why he converted.
What do we have today,
Rabbi? Today, again, we have a little bit of Ruchniyaz to the extent you have a Lev Nishbar. If your heart is broken, today you have to have a broken heart. We lost the heart, the heavenly heart, the Lev Shemayim, but the only hope is that we have the broken heart, and in the broken heart you can hear the Rebbe speaking. And listen, he says, Merdig of Shat, he says, people who don't learn Torah with the right heart, we have the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that people who use psukim from the Torah and make it into songs, so the Torah puts on sackcloth,
Torah called Gerasak, and comes to the Baruch Shalom and complains and says, Bonecha Asuni Kikinor, Hashem, your sons, Israel, have made me like a harp. What's the shot? It means to say, what does it mean? People who make Torah into a song, they sing it, and they say, this is referring to people learning Torah Shalom Shema. It means the people who enjoy learning Torah. You know that in Europe, there's a famous thing, there were chavra who would learn a Black Gemara on Shabbos smoking a cigarette. They learned a Black Gemara in the yeshiva, and they got a geshmak in learning. But just because you're a geshmak in learning doesn't mean you're going to be a tzaddik. Without your shemayim, it's not going to last. So they became Mechal Shabbos, and they would write the Chedush Torah on Shabbos and smoke while they were learning. Big geshmak. So with them, the Torah was like a song. The Torah is entertainment. It's entertainment. So that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's pshat in the Chazal, that the Torah complained. Bonecha sun kikinor. They enjoy Torah like some people enjoy going to an opera. Enjoy going to the symphony orchestra. You want to hear a great cello player, Yo-Yo Ma. It's also a kinor. If you have Yo-Yo Ma, big cellist, or Pablo Casals. So you hear them. They're good players. So they made the Torah like music. That's not good. The Hanif and Torah, like with a hearing, like people, the same ears that people go to the Philharmonic Orchestra to hear Pablo Casals, that's how they came to the Beis Medrash to learn. For that, you're not going to hear the emes. You have to have a Lev Shemeya. You have to have a spiritual heart. Either a broken heart, or a heart in a Shemayim, a fiery heart. That's the way you come to Avodah Hashem and to learning. He says many more things over here, but let us, very deep things in Paras Yisro. But let me turn now to the Kedushas Levi. And the Kedushas Levi has a beautiful mahalach over here, Lang Arichas, and a beautiful vort, really you say this, about Kabbalah Zatayr. He says like this. There's a Medrash, and he explains this Medrash at great length. The Medrash says that at the Yam Suf, Hashem revealed Himself to Klai Yisrael in one way, and at Matan Torah, Hashem revealed Himself in a different way. At Yam Suf, Hashem revealed Himself to Klai Yisrael like a buffer. And at Kabbalah Zatayr and at Sinai, Hashem looked like an old man. What does that mean? So the Medrash itself explains that a bachar means a young man fights battles. At Yam Suf, we needed a god who could fight against Mitzrayim. So Kaviyachal, so to speak, Hashem appears like a bachar, like a young warrior, a young soldier. But at Har Sinai, we needed someone to teach us the Torah, like a zaken, like an Alta Talmud Chacham. So at Har Sinai, Hashem appeared like a zaken. That's Pashut Pshat. But the Kedushas Levi says that there's a whole new nakuda over here, and that is that it's the nakuda of Saris. The Arizal says that which it says that the Rabbi Shlom appeared. He appeared with hair or without hair, with saris or without hair. What does that mean? Something brings into this vision, this manifestation of the Rabbi Shalom, is a question whether Hashem appeared with hair or without hair. What's meant thus? So he says, we know that Chazal tells the Mechilta B'Shalach, last week's parasha, Ros HaShiv Chal HaYom, Mashalei Roa Yechetzim Buzi. The Shivcha on the Yam Suf saw more than Yecheskel, who saw the Maisa Merkava. Yecheskel's Maisa Merkava, which is opening up the skies. A Shivcha saw more than that, more than Yecheskel. Why? Because Yecheskel, after all, saw the Rabbi Shalom with Malbushim. Hashem was covered with a Levush, with external coverings, external garments, so to speak. And Har Sinai, they saw Hashem without Levush.
However, at Matan Torah, Hashem took off the Levush. And he'll explain what that means. Hashem forget Hashem Matan Torah, Hashem wore Levushim. But he's explaining, it's a longer shmuz over here, he'll explain a little better. It's like this. He says, really, we see Hashem the way we see ourselves. Okay, this is the Yusayt. This is a very deep Yusayt, a very important Yusayt. And we'll conclude with this. Zog the Kedush Levi, that the way we see Hashem is a way that reflects our level of purity and sincerity in Avodas Hashem. When we say that at Sinai Hashem appears a bachur, he says, no, that's not the pshat. Hashem appears a bachur because bachur, meaning young person, fights. It's a different word. The reason Hashem appears a bachur means that a bachur is a kid. And we looked at Hashem with our own kids' eyes, like children. And children are very selfish. And children do only things for themselves. At Yam Suf, the Yidden served their Rebbeinu Shel Olam primarily for their own benefit. And that's a pshat that they got Bizus Yamsuf. At Yamsuf, the Yidden got all this booty. Is the pshat? Not stam booty. It means to say that they were there for reward. By Yamsuf, the Yidden were still holding by serving Hashem for their own personal reward, their own personal gain. And that's a pshat. Hashem appeared as a bacher, because you look at Hashem like you look at yourself. We worshipped bacher concept. Bacher means young people. Kids. Kids are very selfish. They want people to take care of them. That's how we serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that is what's known in Kabbalah as Meichen de Katnus, small-mindedness. A claim a cup. A cup of a cotton is a selfish. Kids are selfish. You notice that? Kids are born with their fists as a mifazich. They want fazich. You serve me. Tati, mommy, serve me. That's called Meichen de Katnus. Mishoivid Aboyre begin the EU, not because they there's two bechinas of this Hashem. Katnus or Godless. Bacher or Zokin. Smoichin the Godless is when a person serves Hashem with great mind, like a godel. When you get older, you're a parent, you want something for your children. You want to give your children, not take from your children. Children just want to take from you. Menemt, menemt, menemt. When the Eltern give, geben, geben, geben. That's the difference between a child and an adult. Adults give, have you noticed? And children take. And at Yam Suf, we were kids. And we wanted to take. We were not liberated yet from that Meich and the Katnus. So Hashem looked like a Bacher, because that's what we looked at him. That's our whole idea of what Hashem is. We were like Bacher. Selfish teenagers. But that was a Bizus Hayam. That's why they wanted Bizus Hayam. Meich and the Katnus. Mashenkin and Har Sinai. That's pshat, they lost the zoom of the Nachash. They didn't lose the zoom of the Menachash at Kriyas Yamsuf. The zoom of the Nachash is the Nachash is selfish. The Nachash represents selfish. He was jealous. He was envious of other Rishon. The Nachash nosa neid of Mashen Shaloi, Mashem Bikesh loy nosa neloi, Mashem Yad neinatli menu. The Nachash put his eyes on the woman that didn't belong to him. He was jealous of Chava. The woman he wanted he didn't get, rather she hates him now. And what he had, that he looked human, and he had legs, and he talked, and he was the king of the world besides Adam, he lost everything. By Har Sinai, we lost that selfish Zuama. Because we came to Moichan the Godless, and Moichan the Godless is like a Zokin. Like a Zokin. That's Moichan the Godless. He says, this is the Pshat, Merde Gazach. That we call the Shabbos for Pesach Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol of all names? Call it Shabbos. Give it another name, Shabbos HaGadol. A nace happened. What was the nace? That the Yidden tied their sheep to their beds for the Karban Pesach. And when the Mitzvah asked them, "What are you doing?" They said, "Oh, this is your God. We're about to slaughter him Erev Pesach, 4 days from now." It was on the 10th, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. We're going to shecht it. So that's called Shabbos HaGadol, because a big miracle happened. So in fact, the more language, we call Shabbos HaNeis, Shabbos HaYeshua, Shabbos HaTzola, Shabbos HaTzlacha, Shabbos Maifis, Shabbos Gula,
whatever the Shabbos are Godel. What does Shabbos are Godel? What does Godel have to do with you? What is Godel? It's a very good question, really. What is Godel? Why is it called Godel? So he says, because what really happened, the biggest nace that happened then, was on that Shabbos, Hashem gave the Yidden a taste of Meichen the Godless. He gave him a taste of what it means to think like a Godel, like a big person. A big person only wants to give, not to take. We didn't stay with us. We lost it. But he gave us a taste of what was to come. That the real tachlis of Yisrael Mitzrayim is not to stand be free and not to take out all the money from Mitzrayim and not to see the coma and the death of the Mitzrayim take revenge. The tachlis is that Meichen the Godless. And Meichen the Godless is I love giving more than taking. I want to give kavod to Rabbi Shlom and nachas to Rabbi Shlom. I want to give to Rabbi Shlom. So Shabbos HaGadol, when they took the Pesach and they tied to their beds, there was like a temporary gift in the Rabbi Shlom, Meichen the Godless. That's what it's called, Shabbos HaGadol, Merit the Gezach. Beautiful. Meichen the Godless. And Yisro was also Zaycha to this, because he comes in this expiration, he says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzlas Chem Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro, Hashem hitzlos om mitachas yad mitzrayim. Ati yadati ki gadoy l'Hashem. Now I know Hashem is big, and I'm going to serve Him in a big way. So Yisro, who wasn't even that mountain tire, was zayche to also get meichen the godless, because he stood the godless of Hashem, and he would like nothing more than to serve Hashem for his own sake. He totally submitted himself to Rabbi Shlom. He also was oyved Hashem and meichen the godless. That's how mushbi he got. That's the hashpoah he got. So he says, weiter, this is, goes on and on with this. Reads after Rizal, he continues many shtiklach over here. Dari in Pri Yitzchayim, Shach Chagamatzes, Per Gimel, that Pesach is Meichen the Katnas, Shavuos is Meichen the Gatnas. Shaloi Lishma is Meichen the Katnas, Lishma is Meichen the Gatnas. He says, it's like a mashal to a king who makes clothing for his two sons. They make a big chasna, he makes clothing for his little child and for his big son. The little child is happy to get a new clothing because now he looks good. And he can strut around showing off his new clothing. But the big son, he's happy, if he's really a good son, that he's going to wear royal clothing because that will give cover to his father. People say, oh, what a fine prince this father has. Look at this king. He's taka chash of a king. He brought up such a wonderful son. Look how regal he looks. He'll someday take over the realm. So the kid, who gets a suit from his father, is only just showing off his own chashivas. But the gadol, the son who is really worthy of being a king himself, he is happy that he has a new suit so he can look beautiful and make his father look good. He'll reflect well on his father. He's mechav leave his father nachas ruach. That's what he's concerned about. So shalal shmos fazich, Meichen the Katnas, and the Mitzrayim, they were Bekatnas Shalav Shema. But, and that's the Pshai says, that in Mitzrayim, they're over the Zara. They're over the Zara. When does it say this? We're over the Zara. Getchkis. Nay, over the Zara means they were worshipping themselves. That's over the Zara. They worshipped themselves, and it was all Shalav Shema, as Meichen the Katnas. The only time in Mitzrayim that they were liberated temporarily from Meichen the Katnas was by Shabbos Adam. Shabbos HaGadol, there was Zeich the Meich of the Godless temporarily. Otherwise, Meich of the Godless. Meich of the Godless is, for me, it's all about me, Reb Zich, and that's called Avod Zohar. That's Avod Zohar. And Mach She Oivet, he says, L'Zeh Lashem, Mach She Oivet is Atzmai, V'Loi Oivet La'Bari Baruch Hu. That's called Avod Zohar. Bring that Zohar from Chavis of Avos. It's Meich of the Godless. And he says, therefore, he says, here he goes to this Mahalach, that this is why, listen to this, this is a meridic of art. Rabbi says a very big chiddush. That's why it's usher to take a haircut during the sphere. Why? Because hair represents Meichen the Katnas, according to this Mahalach. He said a little differently before. But he's saying now that hair represents Meichen the Katnas, because hair is an external thing. And hair represents that you're into the externals, how you look on the outside. That's Machan the Kapnas. You're not serving Hashem because of pnimius dika reasons, internal reasons. You're serving Hashem for external reasons. So that's why, from Pesach till Shavuos, you can't take a haircut. Because till Shavuos, we're still in the Pesach mode, and we haven't cleansed ourselves of Pesach, and Pesach is Saris. Saris is hair. Hair is like a shar, a gate. It's an external gate. It prevents us from getting inside ourselves, from serving Hashem because of internal reasons, lishma reasons, pneumatic reasons, spiritual reasons, emissary reasons. So therefore you can't take a hair because from Pesach, we're still in Meichem the Katnas. We're still into the hair mode. Therefore, we don't take a haircut to show where we are. For Shavuos, you can take a haircut to show that we're no longer little children, we're adults, we came to Meichem the Godless, we've gotten rid of the externals, and now we can serve Hashem free and clear, going to the Pnimius, the gates, the lockout of the Sar, the Shar is not there anymore, and now we can go into ourselves and serve Hashem with Meichem the Godless. Atkan Divrei Rabbeinu Agadol, the Heilig Kedushas Levi. This is what he says again. He says many things. I have to get parsha. We'll leave it there, Rabbi Sai, and with that, we shall conclude for tonight.